This is Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Alito. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. We're going to get into this Illinois Top 200 list as it relates to top athletes from Illinois. But Brian Roush, before we talk about that, I know we follow the IHSA account on Twitter and Facebook, and they basically tweeted out a picture this week asking a lot of different organizations really around the country, hey, do you have a better helmet than this? And they're talking about the Fisher Bunnies down in central Illinois. And it looks to me like kind of a rabid bunny, and it has bunny ears, but they look like horns to me. And then they have carrot stickers. What about that? You got a better helmet up that way?
I don't believe so, Jim, and I for years have loved that nickname, the Fisher Bunnies, and one that, you know, we used to hear occasionally. They'd play some of the teams around the area, and just love that. And then when I saw the helmet, I'm like, that is one cool helmet. And as you say, the carrot stickers for the incentives, that was the topper for me. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it ain't no Bugs Bunny logo, that's for sure. It's more of a rabbit. Bunny rabbit is I'll say, but you can see that on the IHSA Twitter and Facebook accounts, and I would agree that I think it would be pretty tough to find a helmet design better than that. All right, this week, the Illinois Top 200 project, that's through the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. You can vote for the top athlete of Illinois. This is part of their bicentennial celebration, and you can do the voting online at IllinoisTop200.com. And I'll just, for our listening audience, here's the athletes that are under consideration: Ryan Sandberg, Dick Butkus, Robin Roberts, Bonnie Blair, Ron Santo, Isaiah Thomas, Candace Parker, Jimmy Connors, Jim Tomey, Michael Jordan, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Jack Johnson, Red Grange, Ken Norton, George Mikan, Ernie Banks, Frank Thomas, Lou Boudreau, Walter Payton, and Shani Davis. Now, you don't have to be born in Illinois to make the list. You just have to, you know, you can play professionally or play collegiately here, or you can be born. What do you think of the top 20 list? And, again, they'll narrow that down to the top 10. I was telling Chris Wills earlier this week, he's kind of the spokesman for the project. I would think it'd be tough to get that list down to 20, and then some of the people that got left off the list, I think it's pretty tough to narrow that down to 20.
I would agree completely, and you talk about many spectacular athletes in various sports, from the Olympic sports to boxing to football, basketball, baseball. I mean, it is amazing, and I don't know where I would have to cut it off, but 20, as you say, seems a pretty tough place to stop, because I look through these names and I'm like, wow, you know, just when you think that you can't get better than Red Grange, you go down to Ernie Banks, and when you get past that, you see Candace Parker, and then Michael Jordan, and Ryan Sandberg, and Walter Payton, and it's like, and so on and so on.
You can vote for five, so Brian Roush, who would your five votes be for? Now the person that is leading this project says if you want to use all five votes and vote for one person, you can. How would your ballot look?
Well, let's see. I think I would go with Bonnie Blair, and then I would go with Ernie Banks, and then Michael Jordan, and then Walter Payton, and then my fifth would be the guy with the coolest set of nicknames ever. His given name is Harold, but he was also called Red because of red hair. He also was named the Galloping Ghost and the Wheaton Iceman. So Harold Red Grange should be top on my list. What about you?
Well, I'm going to go, since we are supposed to focus on high school sports, I'm going to split my five votes this way. I'm going three for Isaiah Thomas, and I still believe the urban legend is he should have went to DePaul and not Indiana. He was supposed to go to DePaul and play with Mark Aguirre, his childhood friend. He did not. And then I'm going to go my other two votes with Candace Parker. And I was telling this Chris Wills, the Abraham Lincoln Library and Presidential Museum, by the way, about people who did not make the list. And this is me being a complete homer, but in Keysburg, Illinois, down the road from us here in Alito, in Mercer County, there was a individual by the name of John. I'm going to give you a history lesson here. John Bid McPhee was his name. and he was the last barehanded second baseman to play in Major League Baseball, right? And in the early 2000s, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown by the Veterans Committee. He spent most of his career playing for not the Cincinnati Reds, Brian, the Cincinnati Red Legs. but anyway, this Chris Wills goes, oh, I didn't know that. So, yeah, I'm like, you're slight Mercer County again on this list. So I guess I'd have part of my ballot would be a write-in vote for John Bid McVie. And then I would tell, if they had a list, right, if they had a list of greatest underdog story in Illinois, your vote and my vote would be the same, right? And who would that be?
Jack Nicklaus.
Amen.
That list. Yeah.
The wrestler from Savannah, one of the great stories, sub-500 record, barely got into the varsity lineup, even lost to some JV kids during the regular season, and won the state title when it was all said and done. Great stories.
I didn't see Quinn Buckner's name on there.
No, he was. That's right. I mean, there's a lot of names that you look on that list and you say, boy, and like I said, it's just tough to narrow down the list to 20, and that's how those, because there's 20 different categories they do with this Illinois Bicentennial Project, and then they determine a top 10 from each category. But you can look at that at IllinoisTop200.com. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.